WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
In the first and second Godfather films, Robert Duvall played Tom Hagen, the Corleone family lawyer who's like a member of the family, almost. In this scene, he's been dispatched by the Godfather to muscle a Hollywood movie producer.
You need a little more heat out of that
arc. All right, start talking.
I was sent by a friend of Johnny Fontaine. His friend is my client. He would give his undying friendship to Mr. Walsh. Mr. Walsh would grant us a small favor.
Walsh, who's listening?
Give Johnny the part in that new war film you're starting next week.
And, what favor would your friend grant, Mr. Wolf?
You're gonna have some union problems. My client could make them disappear. Also, one of your top stars has just moved from marijuana to heroin.
Are you trying to muscle me?
Absolutely
now,
not.
Now, listen to me, you smooth-talking son of a bitch. Let me lay it on the line for you and your boss, whoever he is. Johnny Fontaine will never get that movie. I don't care how many Dago, Guinea, Wop, Greaseball, Goombas come out of the woodwork.
I'm German-Irish.
Well, let me tell you something, my Kraut Mick friend. I'm going to make so much trouble for you, you won't know what
Mr.
hit
Walsh,
you.
Mr. Walsh, come a lawyer. I have not threatened.
I know almost every big lawyer in New York. Who the hell are you?
I have a special practice. I handle one client. Now, you have my number. I'll wait for your call. By the way, I admire your pictures very much.
It's interesting, you know, the Godfather films are such, like, operatic movies with, you know, people playing gangsters who are given to grand displays of emotion and violence.
Yeah.
And you're the one in the movie, the legal advisor, whose job is to advise, to be discreet, to tone everything down.
Right.
So in a way, you're playing a very opposite type of personality than all the other personalities in the film.
Yeah, well, it was a pretty interesting character in that he was an adopted son plus this legal advisor. So therefore, as an actor and as the character, you really can't cross the line. You're kind of an outsider, but you're not an outsider. I really enjoyed the part. Those first two Godfathers, that's about as good as you can get filmmaking wise, I think.
I agree.
Francis was at top form. Although, as you say, maybe a touch they romanticized the organized crime to a point, but it was such good filmmaking. You can excuse that.
Do you have any favorite scenes in the Godfather films?
Well, there were a lot of them I liked, you know. I mean, the one with Michael Gazzo in Godfather 2, where I have to tell him he has to, slit his wrists. I enjoyed that a lot, that scene. And the scene where I had to tell Brando that Sonny died in Godfather 1, that was nice. And there were other scenes I liked a lot, too, but those kind of come to mind very quickly.
My wife is crying upstairs. I hear cars coming to the house. Consigliere Minor, I think you should tell your Don what everyone seems to know.
I didn't tell Mama anything. I was about to come up and wake you just now and tell you.
But she needed a drink first.
Yeah.
And now you've had your drink.
They shot Sonny on the causeway. He's dead.
It must have been really different working with Coppola on the Godfather movies than working with him on Apocalypse Now.
Yeah, well, you see, I had worked with Francis in The Rain People, as I had said.
And that was in the late 60s.
Kind of a moody guy, and I didn't quite get a handle on Francis. But then I gained a tremendous amount of respect for him because on Godfather 1, we started out, I said, okay, this is Francis again. He's not saying much. A little moody, you know, the way he is. He never comes out. I'm going to write a book someday called The Rushes Are Great because everybody protects everybody by saying The Rushes Are Great. Francis is one of the only guys that comes out of the cutting room with a long face, and maybe that's why he's so good in that he isn't always thrilled, you know. But I gained a lot of respect for him because in Godfather 1, physically, they had an understudy director following him around in case he failed to fire him and take over. And he worked under that pressure. I don't know how you would do that with a guy physically, like, over your shoulder in case and I think the first AD was the best friend of that would-be hopeful director. That's quite a lousy thing to do to a director, and I gained a lot of respect for Francis for working under that pressure.
When you were young, Brando was one of your heroes, right?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, he was quite a phenom. I mean, there were others too, but he. And then you grow away from somebody's influence and find your own way.
So, what was it like to work with him when he was much older? He'd physically changed. It wasn't, I think, a particularly good period for him.
Well, no, in The Godfather, he was very trim. Yeah.
Right. But
and
in
when
Apocalypse,
I first worked
thinking.
With him, Apocalypse. Yeah, I wasn't really there when he worked.
Right.
I worked with him first in The Chase way back, and the first day he called me into his dressing room and we talked about the part. I said, to my wife, this is going to be great. We're going to be like brother. We had a great rapport. Then he never spoke to me again for 8 weeks. I wasn't quite used to that lifestyle of somebody not speaking to you at the beginning of a day, but that's the way he is, I guess. But I was respectful and admired him and enjoyed working with him. And as I say in Apocalypse Now, that he came into the jungle with his baby blue Mercedes driving down the jungle, you know, after I had left. And then when I came back, he'd finished, you know. So, I didn't get to work with him during his heavy period. I guess, who was it? Picasso had his blue period, is this period, is that period. Brando had his thin period, now his heavy period.
Well, Robert Duvall, I want to thank you so much for talking with us.
Well, thank you. I enjoyed it.
Robert Duvall recorded last year.